Okay, Mazel Tov on the Siyah. It's a hard act to follow. All right, we did the source by the next to the plates in the on the front table. There's some source sheets for tonight. Shir again, continuing the Inyan of learning Or HaChaim HaKadosh on Thursday nights. And again, I'd like to use the sefer that was donated in loving memory of Donnie Morris. Al Vasham Nachman Daniel Ben Aryeh Tzvi Zal. So the section wanted to learn tonight is the opening psukim, right? V'atatzav es bnei Yisrael. You're going to command the bnei Yisrael. V'yichu elecha shemen zayizoch. You're going to take this very pure olive oil, kosis lamor, that's been pressed and crushed in order to illuminate, to light up. Halos ner tomid, to be there constantly. So on this, so Or HaChaim starts out with v'atatzav, right? You're going to command them. So there's a few problems. I'm not going to do all the questions he asks. Tzorich Ladas, the first question he brings up. Lama hutzrich loimer viato. Why, if you're talking to Hashem, does he have to say to you? That would imply that Hashem had perhaps been talking to somebody else until now, right? Right? And now it's your turn. Here and now, right now, I'm talking to you. But wasn't anyone else there? So that's the first point. Right, when he was speaking right with him. Ode, another question. Lama oma titsave. The word titsave, right, which is not the what we're used to normally hearing. What? Tsav, right? Tsav is Beneza, right? Tsav, a lesson of command. Why did he use titsave in velo tsav? So we'll see what the implications of that particular word. I mean, v'od lama omer loshen tzivoy. Why is this a tzivoy? He could have just said, you know, like, daber b'nei Yisrael, right? And tell them what to do. Why is there a loshen of a tzivoy over here? Those are the three questions he asked. Again, the ato and you. Who was Hashem talking to beforehand? Why is titzave instead of tzav, which is the more common, I guess, phrase of how it's used and way it's expressed? And the third question was, why is there bichlal, a command over here? Just could be of a statement. So, skipping a little bit, Ode Yirmuz, right? If you see on the in this version, it's on Kuf Tzadi, the left-hand side. Right, where there's a little check mark, you see? Ode, I've got to flip over to get into this one. Here we go, okay. The Ode Yirmuz. So, what's the remez that's going on over here? Litzad ki higiyazman tesa kahuna la'aron. That now we're getting things rolling. The Mishkan, we're inaugurating it. This is the lahavdil, the opening day ceremony, right? You know, we're going to inaugurate this. So the time is now that what's going to happen? Aaron's going to get kahuna. Borar Hashem lemoshe hamalchus v'himlicho al Yisrael. So if Aaron is getting the kahuna, Moshe has the din of a melech, which the Morris talk about many places that Moshe Rabbeinu had that status. V'hu oimru titzave es b'nei Yisrael. So that's why this word titzave is used over here, because titzave, as the Or HaChaim is going to prove, means a lashon of becoming a ruler over others. That connotation would not be expressed if it would have just said tzav. So titzave, as we're going to see right now, brings a pasuk from a Shmuel Aleph, right? It says, Aderech omru, Vayitzaveihu Hashem linagid. Hashem appointed him. Vayitzaveihu, right, as a ruler over his people. Vagam shebe eretz Mitzrayim. Omer Hakosav. And earlier it says Vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael. Now, he's kind of reverting the kash over here, because earlier, again, this version doesn't have the full sefer Shmos in it. So, there's an easy way to remember this pasuk, 6:13. Can't forget this one. So, in Perek Vav, right. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the beginning of Chumash Shmos, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe V'El Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Vayitzavein. So one second, if we're saying already what that Vayitzavein means, I'm making you a ruler. So Hashem made a ruler 22 prakim earlier, right? Are telling you that Vayitzavein El Bnei Yisrael V'El Paro Melech Mitzrayim Lahotzi Es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi Hakadosh has a explanation as to what exactly is going over here, because again, I'm focusing on saying the pasuk in front of Vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael v'el paro. That's what the pasuk says. So Moshe and Aaron are commanded regarding the bnei Yisrael and the regarding paro. So what's the tzivui? So the tzivui, Rashi points out, the tzivui on the bnei Yisrael is to lead them with nachas, we swallow some, to have patience for them, don't get frustrated when they become like annoying and they're bringing a bunch of nudniks, don't let them bother you. So that's the tzivui on On who? On the Bnei Yisrael. That's the tzivui, the motion on God on the Bnei Yisrael. The tzivui on Paro, says Rashi, tzivui malav l'chalak lo kavud b'divrehim. So you have a covered malchus. So even if you're speaking to a Rosh and a Marusha, you're speaking to a despicable human being, a paro, who's murdering innocent Jewish children. Still, nevertheless, covered malchus, you have to be respectful. We quoted, I believe it's from Sichus Musar, Rabbi Simon quotes in his Sefer as well, that there's a Yushalmi on this. That what was the tzivoy that Moshe and Aaron were being given right now? Shiluach Avadim. Moshe and Aaron are being told that in the future you're going to have slaves, so you should set them free when the time comes. What do you mean? The Klal Yisrael is slaves right now. You mean in the future? What's the Yerushalmi driving at? So Chaim Shmulevitz, I believe it's from the Sichus Moser, developed the following idea. When you're in the thick of the moment and you empathize and you can feel what it means to be a slave, so you know how badly you want that freedom. So right now, at that moment, when the Bnei Yisrael are still slaves, they're being told in the future, you're not going to always be this way, right? Remember by Shalash Shus, we spoke about that. It's not the reminder, right? We're not always going to be in Gullus. We're going to become free eventually. So right now, when you taste it, when you feel the bitterness of how horrible it is to be an Eved, remember when you yourself become an Adon, you'll have a mitzvah of Shiluch Avadim, sending forth your own Avadim at that point in time to empathize. So right now, that's why the command was given here. I think it's the Meshech Chachma who says no. Pashup Shat means they actually, Klal Yisrael had their own Avadim at this point. I think he writes, if I remember correctly, I didn't look it up before the Shir, but I think he writes that the Reuven and Shimon, which is the Yichus that's given up till this point, they actually were wealthy and they had their own servants. And so that is the part of it that really means to send them free right now, not like the other board now. But that's the interesting Yushalmi that they're being commanded to do. Pulling it back to our Parsha. You see clearly back then in the beginning of Parshas Va'era that there's a lashon of Titzaveh. They're making him a leader. So if they made a leader already earlier, so why are they being made a leader now again? Right, that's our question. Because the whole point why it said Tzav versus Titzaveh, because Titzaveh means they're making them a leader. So now continuing. Hagam, just going back a little. Hagam, really, really, it's true. Sheba Eretz Mitzrayim already. Omer HaKosavi, Titzaveh El B'nai Yisrael. That's the post we just explained. We explained over there. What does that mean? Sha'asa'am Moshlim Ba'am. They were made a Moshel, a ruler. Right, by the way, Agav, what's the difference between a Melech and a Moshel? The famous Vilna Gaon? Moshel is
against the world.
Against what? Dictator, right? Or a Melech is Beratzon, right? Right, so that means rule against them. Kan Yiched Moshe Lemalchus Yisrael V'Aron Kohen. Here, Hashem is specifying Moshe to be the Melech, and Aaron gets that. Right? In other words, back in Mitzrayim, they're appointed joint leadership. I think is that an oligarchy when you have more than one person in power? Come on, like ninth grade in his world history class? No, oligarchy. Okay, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. The shir is being recorded, so someone will probably send me a thing on why you Torah. That's not what an oligarchy really is. But yeah. So I think when you have multiple people leaving, so Moshe and Aaron were told in Vayera you're going to be the leaders, but here you will be the Melech and you're going to be the Kohen. V'ulai, and perhaps he lezen is kavein masha omer hakos v'atem to you li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Brand new pshat in this pasuk. Look at this. What does it mean? Right, you're going to be the. How is it learned? Atem to you li mamleches kohanim, right? And the goy kadosh, mamleches choyzrael Moshe. The term of mamleches of a malucha, of a kingship, a kingdom, that's going on Moshe. Kohanim arnuvanov, and that's going on the kohanim. The goy kadosh, right? The holy nation. Elu ha-Levim. So that's the first pshat. So again, well, the first answer that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh talks about is that Titzaveh is they're being appointed to be a leader, and that would not have been commanded. That's why this phrase is being used. Then he gives a second pshat in what the word Titzaveh means. V'ulai, perhaps we could say something else, an additional understanding. Yirmos ba'omru titzaveh. When the pasuk says titzaveh, there's a hint over here. Al derech omru zohar. It says based upon tikkuni zohar. Ki kol talmid chacham yesh lo nitzutz minishmas Moshe. Every talmid chacham has a nitzutz, a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of them. a piece of Moshe, not a physical, but there's an illumination of Moshe. If you want to like kind of take it out of the more mystical realm, there's a Moshe-like quality, right? There's a chelik of every single Talmud Chacham who's a manhig of has a spark of Moshe. Zal haikorim zelaze Moshe. There's a Gemara. I think he quotes there's a Gemara, and I think it's in Shabbos or in Sukkah. I forget. The Talmud said something. Says Moshe Shapaka Amart. Moshe. He wasn't Moshe. His name was like Rabbi Yochanan or Mechia, right? Calls Moshe. You said good. My name's not Moshe. No, but the Moshe that's inside of you just said a good pshat. So that's the idea. And there's a spark of Moshe inside of every single Talmud Chacham. Ki hu zeh hamedaber bebechinas nefesh halomedes Torah. It's the neshama of Moshe who's kaviyachol, sort of speaking to this person and discussing and learning Torah. Again, ainli esik ben istaros. I'm just trying to read and translate what the Or HaChaim is saying. There's obviously a tremendous depth over here. What that means, he has a spark of Moshe in him. V'hu oimru v'ata titzaveh. So now watch this. That's what it means, titzaveh. Al derech omru ki malachav yitzaveh loch. That the pasuk says your malachim, your angels, yitzave, are going to go with you. What does that mean? Shehuloshin tzavsa. Tzavsa means companionship. In Aramaic, you have Aramaic words in Chumash. Where else do you have that? Garsadusa, right? Yaakov and Laban, very good. Yaakov and Laban, they each name it, right? Gal-Ed, Garsadusa, they go back and forth. So you have Aramaic words. So the Or HaChaim is telling us, you know what? Titzave is? First pshat he said, it's your becoming the king. Titzave is that tzavsa means to accompany, companionship, to be attached. And when you say there's a spark of Moshe in every single Talmud Chacham, so then Moshe, you're attaching yourselves to Talmud Chachamim. Tzavsa. That's what he says, right? Livoy le'ish Yisroel hanichbadim to literally means to like escort. To escort the honored Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations. Chvar yedato ke'ein chashivus ela be'emtzaus esik haTorah. There's the chashivus, a person who becomes chashiv, distinct through learning. So that's what it means. Just going back to the pasuk, I want to read it again. It says v'yata titzaveh. You know who you're going to accompany? You're going to be escorting with es bnei Yisrael, meaning the Talmid Chachamim. You're going to be with them in every single generation. You're remaining, right? Which is fascinating, because don't they point out that Titzave is the parsha that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name in it? Yeah? So you're right, it's not there directly, but indirectly Moshe Rabbeinu is still with us, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is still with us throughout all the generations. And just to add on one final point, this idea of Tzavsa, of companionship, I believe it's the Gemara in Brachos, which talks about, that's how Torah is meant to be learned. Torah is not, I mean, you have your like, you know, well, your exceptions, your chidi segula, you have a really Eliyashiv, right? Echad Bedoro, who learned by himself. But really, really, for simple people like us, the way to learn Torah is b'tzavsa, is with companionship, which means with a shak levitaria, with dibuk chaverim, with a shak levitaria, that really a shir, the way it's supposed to be delivered. Again, there are different approaches, but I'll stay over the way my Rebbeim, yeah, it was a back and forth. It wasn't a lecture in Talmudic jurisprudence, right? That was definitely not what we had, in the Yeshiva Sein HaKadosha. We had a shiur, it was a back and forth, it was on one here. But I remember once Rabbi Simon gave it to me. We were, he asked the kasha, and he repeated the kasha like once or two times, and I heard the kasha the first time, so I looked and I raised my hand and said, he says, what do you think? I said, well, the Ravid answers. He says, I don't want to know what the Ravid says. I want to know what you say. Right? Like, I mean, like, you know, you can look around, like you hear the question. Okay, so let me start quickly like fumbling through, you know, looking up and see who could give a good day. But to teach a person how to think, and that's a lost art nowadays. We want everything kind of spoon-fed to us. We were joking. We had a faculty meeting. We're trying to like, create an app, like you could, like on the smart board, you could like see like whose brains are actually functioning right now in class, right? You know, like make a little prize for the one who has like the most brain activity during your class. But there's what to be said for being involved in it. And the more a person gets involved in the learning, the more enjoyable it is, the more senses that a person does. When a person sees something, I make the source sheets, we can see it inside. I could just say over this, I could give like, this could have been like between a minchamar, I could have zipped this into 2 minutes, right? But you see it and you learn, you read and you think it. Osios machkimos, and you think about it, and like this, it's a fascinating idea. I like the Orach Chaim; it's amazing. But the idea that he brings out points that we wouldn't get. We just again, halavai, we should go through the Seder with Rashi, okay? But I'm saying you get a little bit of depth into insights. I should say things that you wouldn't as a connection you wouldn't necessarily make. I think these are two very powerful points. So again, first of all, Tetzaveh was the actual appointment. This is where Moshe becomes the Melech, and Aaron becomes the Kohen. And an additional fact that Tetzav is an expression of accompanying one throughout their life and being with them. So Moshe Rabbeinu is with us every time we get together and we learn Torah. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody. Have a good night and a good Shabbos.